morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saobona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Welcome, welcome, and thank you for joining me this morning in Facebook Live Studio and Blog Talk Radio Studio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to just be here these days when so much is going on in the world. And my assignment on this planet as a goddess, as a queen, as a female, is to raise the consciousness of the people in my life, and that's you. So this day we're talking about, and I want to hear from you. I know what I think, but I want to know what you think out there. So today, if you're in the Blog Talk Radio studio, press 1 if you want to make a comment, ask a question. I'd like to hear from you on the news that I'm going to be bringing forth. I believe this news is empowering. It's empowering health news. And we're going to balance the fat knowledge. There's so much information about good fats, bad fats, saturated fats, trans fats. We're going to bring some balance to all that information and knowledge that you get out there with some interviews from other people and YouTubers. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And thank you for joining me this morning. Call in 515-605-9325 and join the conversation. So as always, as we start and prepare for our joint rolling, we get high every Friday morning on rolling joints. No, not these kinds, but these kinds. We roll these joints, all the joints in our body. Why? Because we love ourselves. We fly. First love yourself is my mantra. Fly, fly, fly. First love yourself. And doing that, we roll joints because joints, rolling joints, activates the synovial fluid in your joints that helps keep your joints lubricated. So we're lubricating our joints every Friday morning with some music by The Sounds of Blackness. No copyright issues so far. I'm so thankful. I play their music and I don't get muted. I don't own the rights to their music, but they did give me permission to play their music. I actually sent an email out to them, and they said, sure, we love you to play our music. So Sounds of Blackness, Time for Healing, Time for Rolling Joints. And we start out, before we play our music, rolling this neck joint, because I have learned that if you loosen up your neck, the rest of your body is loving it, and sharing it, and sharing it, and this is an advanced communication system, this temple of the Most High Creator, love vessel. It's an advanced communication system. So when we show love to this system, it gives back love to us with strength and health and empowerment. So let us start by rolling our necks around, bringing our chin to our chest, and moving the neck around. Slowly stretching out the muscles on both sides. This is actually stimulating your vagus nerve as well, which is a major, major pathway of communication in the body. The vagus nerve starts at the bottom of the brain stem back here and moves all throughout the body like a tree. In fact, it is a tree of life, because if you didn't have that vagus nerve, I'm not sure you'd be on this planet. So let's go back the other direction, rolling our neck around. If you just joined us, we're rolling our neck around, rolling this first joint in our body called the neck before we get on our back and kick up our legs and roll the ankle and wrist joint. So we're rolling our neck around slowly, 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 to stretch these muscles. And then we can come to a pause, and let's look into the left, stretch that neck, look to the left, and then look to the right. One more time, look to the left, and look to the right. And then let's lean our head to the left, lean the head to the left. Go back, lean the head to the right. One more time, lean the head to the left. It ought to be a song. Lean the head to the left, to the left, to the left, and to the right, to the right, to the right. And then what? Last one, let's bring chin to chest and bring that head all the way back as far as you can. Ooh, I feel that all the way down my spine when I do that. So one more time, chin to chest. And then back, neck back, all the way back, head back as far as you can in the back. Now, before we get on our back, let's just roll our shoulders. Roll those shoulders back. This is really helpful if you're going to be sitting all day. You want to move those back muscles. This is, if you don't move this body, then eventually it starts cracking and creaking and causing you pain. So we're just rolling our shoulders back. Let's reverse that. Bring the shoulders forward. Breathing in as we go through the nose. Breathing in through those two nostrils. We've been given two nostrils to bring in all that oxygen. And let's just go swimming in the sea of energy to finish off our introduction to joint rolling, and then we'll get on our backs to music. Swimming in the sea of energy. All around us, we have nutrients everywhere in the atmosphere. It's like cosmic dust falling on us. And then let's go backstroke, 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 loosening up the back, getting ready to fall on the floor, kick up our legs, and breathe as we go. All right, thank you. If you've been doing been with me so far, you're all stretched up, stretched out, and ready to go. And it's time for healing music. And by the Sounds of Blackness. Let's see. So let us get on our backs. If you're in the Blog Talk studio, get on your back. Kick those legs up. And arms, and we start with our ankle, rolling our ankles in both directions, and wrist at the same time. You can do it, not like patting your head and rubbing your tummy, but rolling both arms, your ankles and your wrists, and then we go to our elbows, and our knees, and then we go on our side and roll our hips around, and we finish off by sitting up. So let's do Sounds of Black Time for Healing. Here we go.
Healing through our family, all around the world.
tree of life branching, squeezing and breathing in and out, breathing in and out, squeezing the back of the neck. You should feel that all the way down to your toes. When you activate that vagus nerve, massage that vagus nerve, you'll feel your circulation just pumping all the way down to your toes. And then let's just move in the, on the, take two fingers and rub the back of the ears, the bottom of the ears, that's your lymphatic point, to get all those toxins moving, get your lymphatic system flowing smoothly, and rub all the way down the neck, go down the collarbone, rub inside the collarbone with those two fingers, activating the lymphatic system. Breathing in, between breathing in and out and massaging these areas, you are creating a new healthcare system and promoting, empowering your body to heal and be energized. Massage all that chest area around the breath. Get underneath the breath. Massage under the breath. Squeeze the breath. Underneath, around the breath. That's your lymphatic system. All of that around. Underneath the breath, and especially in the armpit, massage in there, get that puff out of there, and get a pit in there, massage under each arm, get everything moving, all those toxins out that you might have breathed during that, and then especially between the navel and the breastbone, let's massage all that. And activate your microbiome system. Tell your microbiome system how much you love it, appreciate it. That's your army. Those microbes have been around for billions of years. That's your army inside of you now. We're blessed to have an army inside of us that can help us balance all the other microbes, viruses, fungus, bacteria. We balance all here in the gut and on the skin. Let's give our skin a little massage. Oh, that feels wonderful. Loving yourself. Hug. Give yourself a big hug for being here early this morning and loving on your body, tapping down the legs, the knees, the back. Don't forget those kidneys. They do a lot of work, too. Rubbing your adrenal glands. Thank you, adrenal glands back there on top of the kidneys. Kidneys work hard, and a lot of people lose their kidneys because they don't love them enough. With food and nutrition and love and words and movement. And then give your gluteus maximus a big pat on the back. Woo-hoo! We are ready to go. Hallelujah. We're ready to go now and talk about the headline news this week. The best news, and I'm going to give you the best news headline I've seen all week that just shows how we're being empowered, how we're creating a new healthcare system. That's what I'm all about. And 2022 is helping you create your own healthcare system, not depending on anyone but you, which is a creator-given massive communication system. So I want to just start real quick on with a teaching on Human Body 101. We forget how precious and sacred this body is. And I want to give you a reminder about how Human Body 101, I call it. And it's just a 5-minute, this is kind of my introduction to health and well-being, is to have consciousness about this advanced communication system. And this audio really gives you a comprehensive summary of this advanced communication system. And that's where we start with health and well-being, is having appreciation, love, reverence for the system that our soul lives in. So listen to this Human Body 101, and I'm going to get back into my chair in my studio while we play this audio.
The human body is a complex network of cells, tissues, and organs that together make life possible. 10 major systems are responsible for the body's functions: skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, nervous, endocrine, lymphatic, respiratory, digestive, urinary, reproductive. The skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, and nervous systems in particular create an infrastructure that facilitates the other systems. The adult skeletal system is a framework of over 200 bones. They hold the body together, give it shape, and protect its organs and tissues. The skeleton also provides anchor points for the muscular system, which includes three types of muscles: skeletal, smooth, and cardiac. They are found throughout the body and facilitate movement. Nestled within these muscles is the cardiovascular system, a pipeline that includes the heart, blood vessels, and the blood itself. Also called the circulatory system, the cardiovascular system delivers oxygen, white blood cells, hormones, and nutrients throughout the body. Lastly, the nervous system is a communication network of nerve cells that the body uses to transmit information and coordinate bodily functions. It's comprised of the brain, the hub of sensory and intellectual activity, the spinal cord, and the many cranial and spinal nerves that emanate from them. This infrastructure, created by neurons, blood, muscles, and bones, allows three other systems to regulate the body's environment: the endocrine, lymphatic, and urinary systems. The endocrine system is a series of glands that use information carried by the nervous system to help regulate the body's processes. Thanks to this neural connection, endocrine glands, such as the thyroid, are aware of the amount of hormones and other chemicals they need to produce. These chemicals are then distributed throughout the body by way of the cardiovascular system. The cardiovascular and nervous systems are also utilized by the lymphatic system, a collection of lymph nodes and vessels that help regulate the body's defenses. Also called the immune system, the lymphatic system uses neural pathways to transmit information about affected areas of the body and then sends out healing agents like white blood cells via the bloodstream. Another key regulatory system is the urinary system, which includes the kidneys, ureters, bladder, and urethra. The urinary, or renal system, maintains the body's electrolyte levels and filters waste from the blood. This waste is sent through the blood vessels, into the kidneys, and then expelled as urine. All of these systems require energy to function, and that's where the respiratory and digestive systems come in. The respiratory system is a group of passageways and organs that extracts life-giving oxygen from the air we breathe. Air enters the body through nasal cavities, travels down the throat, and is then transported to the lungs. The lungs extract oxygen for the body to use and then expel a carbon dioxide byproduct when we exhale. Energy can also come in the form of food. The digestive system is an approximately 30-foot series of organs that convert food into fuel. Food enters the system through the mouth, then moves into the esophagus, the stomach, and the intestines. Nutrients are absorbed into the body, while solid waste is expelled through the anal canal, the end of the digestive tract. No matter the role, size, or shape of any of the body's systems, each began with the reproductive system. This system is responsible for creating life. The primary organs involved differ between the sexes, with ovaries, fallopian tubes, the uterus, and vagina found in women, and testes and a sperm channel found in men. Together, fertilization may occur, organ systems form, and then a child is born. Humans are complicated organisms, but when our 10 major organ systems are healthy, they ensure our well-being.
So I hope that gives you more appreciation for this advanced communication system that our soul lives in. And over the last two and a half years, 3 years almost, we have been bamboozled and propagandized with all kinds of lies and half-truths. And so we're waking up, and it's headlines like this week where 11,000 trucks, 93-mile-long Freedom Convoy protest Canada's vaccine mandate as government digs in their heels. Whoa, what's going on in Canada, our neighbor? This is one of the best headlines I read this week. I read so many headlines that I'm sharing them with you today that I believe will empower you to take charge of your health and be more proactive, not reactive. See, we've been reacting over the last 2 years to news and government mandates. And now people in Canada, especially truck drivers, oh my goodness, I'm so excited. When I look at the pictures, it just warms my heart that people are waking up in their trucks. But this headline reads as the, quote, Freedom Convoy, they're calling it a Freedom Convoy of truckers, protesting Canada's vaccine mandates rolled through southeast Alberta. Canadian government officials reiterated support for the policy that requires Canadian and U.S. truckers. See, we're involved in that. We're all one. We're all one. Canadian and U.S. truckers to show proof of vaccination in order to cross the border. I don't know how many of you knew that. Proof of vaccination to drive your truck? These guys are like, hell no. 11,000 trucks now traveling across Canada. 93-mile-long convoy is traveling from the country's westernmost province, which is British Columbia, toward Ottawa, the country's capital, where they will hold a demonstration on January 29th. The truckers said they will not leave until the mandates are lifted. I'm so proud of these truckers. And you better believe when they get to Ottawa tomorrow, there will be a massive crowd there. I'm going to be watching on YouTube to see the videos. There will be a massive crowd in Canada in Ottawa, Providence. These truckers have shown their courage and their initiative, their proactive minds, and their bottom of them are fed up. I'm going to play right after the break. I'm going to play an audio of what is going on there, because I think we all should be grateful and cheering these people on and praying for them. And the media is blacking it all out. It's like you don't find this on regular media. The mainstream media is not paying attention to 11,000. That's a huge, big number. And then 93 miles, that's another 9 and 3 is 12 and 3. So 3 and 11 are showing up in this activity in Canada that is speaking to the United States citizens to wake the F up and don't tolerate all these mandates, especially when these truckers have to have their health. A lot of truckers, if you look at them, are pretty much out of shape. A lot of them are overweight and they don't eat well, but they know something is going on when they have to have a vaccination or a shot to do their job. And that's carrying food and all the things we have to consume all over North America. And they're saying, no, no, no. So let's be praying for the truckers and the people in Canada to gather tomorrow in Ottawa. You won't, the revolution, as they say, is not going to be televised. I forget who that song is. I forget the name of the group that made that song. But the revolution is not being televised on mainstream media. We're going to televise it here. We're going to broadcast it here because there's a revolution going on, and I'm excited. So when we come back from our break, and we're going to take a caller when we come back. Thank you all, Block Talk family, for tuning in. We're going to take a call when we come back, and we also want to play some information about this Canada truck. Why are people doing this? I have a beautiful testimony from a woman whose husband had a heart problem after the jab, and she's so excited about these truckers now because it has ruined her family taking the jab, and she knows that these truckers are on the right path. So we're going to be right back after these messages, and we'll take your calls if you have any comments. But this is one of the best news items I've heard all week, and we got more news items coming up that are going to empower you. And we're going to talk about balancing the fats. That's a little confusion going on with fats these days. But here on the Female Solution, we're going to balance all that for you.
Oh. Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
The world has not been at peace when people are trying to control them. The governments went psycho crazy over the last 2 years, and they became master puppeteers as they were controlled by authoritative figures in the media, in the medical system, and in the educational system. Right now, I'm dealing with a grandchild who he puts on his mask when he gets in his car, his dad's car going to school. He's so he has so been brainwashed about mask wearing that he's having a really hard time letting. My granddaughter, on the other hand, who's older, she's like, yeah, I'm done with the mask thing. I need to be done with that. My grandson's like, no, I have to wear my mask, and you don't know what you're talking about. And I'm having to realize I need to just pray about this and not be too concerned, because his lip is dry, his cracking and all that. All these things are manifesting because they're wearing a mask every day. They're still, even though parents can opt out here in Florida, their parents are still allowing them to wear masks. So I'm looking at a manifestation of too much authority from people who have an evil agenda, who have a money-hungry agenda, and who have an agenda to decrease the population, because they've done a good job of that. They've done a really good job of decreasing the population over the last 3 years. That if you don't think, if you think that's a conspiracy theory, just look at the number of people who have died, not from COVID, but from fear. We've had a lot of people dying from fear. So this thing happening in Canada is empowering us to take back our power, bring back, take back our health. We're promoting health, new health care system, because the Canadian truckers are on the move, and we're on the move with them mentally, spiritually, energetically, to take back our power and take back our health. And here's a little clip, a three-minute clip, and then I'll take your call, 773-487, you're next. Why Canada is how and why they're doing this. 11,000 truckers. The number just blows my mind, but that's a sign from the heavens that we need to be on the same vibration. 11, divine order, taking back our power. So listen to this.
I was a nurse for decades. I left nursing a while ago. I believe in vaccinations. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but enough is enough. Our kids, my son, he's 7, and all he talks about is he wants his childhood back. He's sick of wearing a mask at school. He cries to go to school, but he loves school. So, you know, I want my Canada back. I want freedom. And so do you, right, buddy? Yeah.
Where are you from? You're from the area, GTA?
We're from down the road.
Why is it important for you to be here today?
Because I would love to have my freedoms back. I would love for everybody else to have their freedoms back. Because you know what? Vax, unvax, I don't care. But you can't take away your freedoms. It's not right. We've been living in this country for so long, and we have certain rights or freedoms that our veterans fought for, and one man is taking it away. Why? Ask him.
And the one man is Justin Trudeau in your mind.
That's him.
This started, this convoy of trucks started in BC, and they were upset about vaccine mandates for crossing the border. Do you feel that it's snowballed into lots of different issues for people as it's arrived here in Toronto?
There are so many different issues that people have, whether it's the Aboriginals and their rights and their drinking water that they don't have, or their children and the history that they lost, or whether it's our elderly, or whether it's our youth and the schools and all the rights that have been taken away from our youth, and all these masks that are starting to affect their mental capability. And there's social aspects. It's just not right, man. We need our country back.
We're here to end this tyranny of government. We've had enough of this. We've had enough of the shutdowns. We've had enough of it. It's time to stand up for ourselves. We're fighting for the country. We're fighting for everybody. We need our lives back. It's not about vaccine. It's about our lives.
Do you think there should be a balance between, you know, trying to treat people in hospital and keep people out of hospital and the, you know, mandates that are put in place through this pandemic?
Mandates are mandates. They also have to look at the livelihood of people, and that's what they're not doing. They're not looking at people's livelihoods. When people get fired from their job after 10 years of driving a truck because they can't do it to cross the border, there's an issue.
You feel like this, you know, this started out in BC, and it was truckers pissed off that they can't cross the border if they're not vaccinated. As it's come across the country, it seems to have picked up steam with lots of different people with lots of different issues. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree.
Well, when you think about that, well, all these different opinions, all this, you know, all these people coming out, what does that say to you?
It says Canada's standing together, and everybody is fighting for their freedom.
All right, Canada is standing together. Can we in the United States stand together? Can we in the black community stand together? Nah, that's going to be a tough one. Anyway, let me go to the phones. We have a caller who's pressed 1 and 773-487. Your mic's open. Welcome to Health and Wellbeing. Give us your name, where you're calling from, please.
Good morning. This is Koofy James. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. How are you, Koofy James?
Staying blessed in the mess, like I always say. I'm one of those who are living in the kingdom of God. So we are in the world, but we're not of it.
That's right.
So we don't, I'm not even fighting none of this because I dispelled it when it first came out on this show. I didn't believe it. I haven't bought one face mask. I don't believe it. And if our people came together and prayed for these sick people, they would run from us. That's your power back, the power that you have, because God's kingdom is the first kingdom that rules, not man's kingdom. But I noticed in that clip that Brother Tribe included and he talked about the indigenous people.
Right.
Now, this is what I said earlier. This is a ploy to kind of include indigenous people with everyone else. That's a little tricky statement. Oh, we all trying to get freedom indigenous people with their water. No, you know what? The indigenous people and everyone else is different. It's different. I'm so sorry. I'm indigenous. I do not include myself with all the other races because you look at our history. Every time we try to participate with you, you come and rob our woman. You come and rape us. You come and kill us. You come and do anything you can to us because we are the original people on this planet. So I agree with what the truckers are doing. That's crazy. Truckers don't even come in contact with too many people. They're riding the truck. What the hell, you know, the whole thing is a scam. And these derelict people out here who are like, well, we're coming against the mandates, but I still got my shots. That's hypocrisy right there. You still got your shot, but you come against the mandates because you know what? They fooled you. They told you if you get a shot, the mandates will go away. And once you got your shot, they said, you still got to put your face mask on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry we tricked you. Remember that? I'm sorry we tricked. He got tricked. Then he got tricked into taking a booster shot. These guys, the people who are running this game, this European brother made a statement on the radio. He said, you know what I realized? These are the weakest people on the planet ruling the strongest people. We have to look at that. These people are weak because what is the mandate? That's not a law. That was a suggestion coming out of somebody's mouth telling you, well, I think you should do this. I think you should do that. Well, I think you should, remember, I think you should stay home and only come outside for your essentials. If you look at that, that's a con game right there. That doesn't make any sense. Only come outside for my essentials. Well, I came outside when everybody was, what I'm saying is there's going to be a lot more fights and battles and people coming together. And I commend what these truckers are doing. There's going to be a lot more of that. But you don't fight back physically. You fight back spiritually, and you pray against what these people are doing. Because me as indigenous American and all my other indigenous friends, we aren't bothered by this because we know these people are sick, they're deranged, they're mentally ill, and you don't participate in nothing that they're doing. You look down on them like they're the scum of the earth. That's how we look at them.
Koopy,
you're the scum
Koopy.
Of the earth.
Okay, Koopy.
Yeah.
I appreciate all of your comments because you are living a life that is very unique from any other human on earth. But this show is all about empowering us to take charge of our health because we have a broken healthcare system. Now, let me just comment on what you just said. These truckers are sending a message to mainly Kevin Trudeau, the prime minister or whatever, whoever he is, because they believe he's partly responsible for mandates and interfering with their freedom. Now, what they're doing, in my opinion, is they're making a statement to say we will not comply. And that's what, and I'm going to play another audio. I'll come back to you later. But we're all, these truckers are making a statement, we will not comply. 11,000 trucks are saying, we will not comply. And if you don't do some things like this, then they're going to keep doing the elite and those out of balance, those who have abused their power. And I just thought about the topic today is balancing the facts. The facts in my spiritual thinking is those people who have abused their power, they've gotten fat on their power. And we're balancing that power today by taking back our power. So we have to remember in the fourth dimension reality, which we're all being pushed into by the universe, there's no wrong or right, bad or good. So these people like Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, they're just players on the stage of Earth. We're all on this stage of Earth. I go to the balcony a lot to watch the drama because it's just ridiculous sometimes in my mind. But going to the balcony, I have more peace and I observe what's going on. I don't judge people at all because we're all one. This is all one cell on Earth of people. Now, this next audio I want to share with you is about a woman. She mentions why she supports these truckers. And I think that's the reason a lot of people are coming out not complying and standing up, because they've seen too much suffering of their own. That's Canadian music,
the small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa.
Here in the capital of Canada,
who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing. Do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country.
I want to throw a shout out to the truckers in this Freedom Convoy 2022. My goodness, you guys have no idea how much what you're doing means to me and my family. You see, my husband, he got myocarditis after his first dose. And the doctors have refused an exemption for the second one. Which means he had to hang up his hat as a lieutenant at our local fire hall. He can't participate in certain parts of society. You know, that's not the worst part. The worst part is his heart is injured. And the vaccine-injured people are being ignored. They're being called crazy. They're being called coincidences. And enough is enough. Enough is enough. So thank you from the bottom, the very, very bottom of our hearts. I appreciate every single one of you. And for the first time in a long time, I actually have hope.
Our brothers and sisters in Canada are making a strong statement, just as our citizens in the United States did this past weekend. We had a freedom rally in Washington, D.C. this weekend. These statements are maybe considered by some as meaningless, but as you heard from this woman, she's full of hope now that people are rising up saying, I will not comply. I will not comply. I heard so many stories like that over the last 20 years of mothers who were suffering or sad because their children were damaged from jabs. This is how I became more awake and aware of the problem with jabs injections from the medical system is I heard so many stories like that from mothers whose children were now disabled and who couldn't, they had to be in diapers till they're in their adult life because of in vaccination side effects. So that was a powerful testimony for me about why this trucker movement is important to some people. Because there, people lose hope when your husband has an injured heart after his first injection, can't work anymore, the doctors are rejecting him. These are the people who are bringing to light the need not to comply because they're injured. No one's listening to you. You're not hearing the, why aren't the mainstream media news interviewing people like her every day? Because they're bought and paid for by Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. And they shut down those people like that who are injured, who want to make a statement. But Senator Johnson held a whole conference about people who've been injured. And so that's why we have a freedom movement now. And because people like her are speaking up about the injuries that they're experiencing. And there are thousands and thousands of people after the last 2 or 3 years who are now disabled with a wounded heart or myocarditis. So that's why I'm here to promote health and well-being and courage. As she said, she admires, she has hope now because these 11,000 truckers, who ever thought of anything happening? The universe is working on our behalf to shut down the abuse of power in this earth. And that's what's going on, if you haven't realized spiritually. The universe is helping us shut down the abuse. And where does it start? I will not comply. That's where it starts. I will not comply. We've had enough of the mandates and the government, and we're creating now our own healthcare system. And we're starting today, we're talking about balancing the fats, and I realize that term, balancing the fats, can metaphorically or spiritually thinking of the abuse of power. These people who created this plandemic are fat in their ego. Their egos are too big. So we're going to balance the fats on one level with saturated versus unsaturated and the obvious, what the fats in your life that you're eating, worse fat oils. We got a bunch of teachings this morning on what should you be putting in your body. But more important is, what should you be putting in your psyche, in your mind, in your emotions? We want to get rid of the fear. I'm dealing right now with a grandchild who is so afraid that he still wants to put on his mask, even though the county that he goes to school in says you can opt out, your parents can opt out of the mask wearing, but he's so afraid to take off his mask. Because for the last 2 years, they have brainwashed him that you need to wear a mask to protect you from the virus. So let us wake up. Let us be grown-ups. Let us be adults. Let us move forward raising consciousness. And this show is going to raise consciousness about some of the headlines. We only have a few minutes before the next break. So instead of playing my audio, I want to go to some headlines that will help us be empowered. All of these headlines, in my mind, are to empower you. And if you have a comment, press 1, and I'll open your mic. But this is not about blaming anyone so much as just recognizing the fat and the over-abuse of power that we've witnessed from these institutions telling us what to do. Yesterday, Naima was talking about institutions that we have listened to over the years that have caused us to be afraid in another area, relationships. And so we're all waking up in this 2022, the year of the tiger, to recognize the fat in our people of authority. And one area of fat is a Pfizer board member. This is a headline January 24th this week. Pfizer board member suggests an end to the mask and vaccine mandates. Well, we knew that 2 years ago. I did. But he's coming out, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, former director of the Food and Drug Administration and current board member at Pfizer. Now, realize the connection here of abuse of power. He was a director of FDA. That's a federal government org institution, FDA, and he's now a board member at Pfizer. That's the trail that our government officials take. They go from government, FDA, CDC, to current board member at Pfizer, one of the most crooked, evil corporations on the planet. They have had lawsuits in the billions. They've had to pay out billions of dollars in settlements because of their fraud and evil ways. But this guy's current board member, he's waking up, said that declining COVID-19 cases should signal to policymakers that it's time to lift more pandemic-related restrictions. This is a quote. He says, I think certainly on the East Coast where you see cases declining, we need to be willing to lean in and do the very same, I think, as conditions improve. We have to be willing to relax some of these measures with the same speed that we put them in place. And he said that a lot of the acrimony in the United States stems from a lack of clear goalposts about when some of the measures will end. That's why the truckers have to do what they're doing, because we know it should have ended a year ago. But now here is this week, 2022, FDA commissioner, former commissioner, is coming out saying, yeah, I think it's time to lift that. Do we have to listen to former FDA and current Pfizer board members to take action? Ah, and then you have Tedros, who is this guy named Tedros. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, warned that more COVID-19 variants may emerge and allege that it's dangerous to assume Omicron is the last one or that we're in the end game. Really? There are different scenarios for how the pandemic could play out and how the acute phase could end, but it's dangerous to assume that Omicron will be the last variant or that we are in the end game, Tedros told a WHO board meeting. On the contrary, he says, globally, the conditions are ideal for more variants to emerge. He didn't provide any evidence or data to back up. These are the type of words we've heard for the last 2 years that should now wake us all up to say, shut up and sit down. We're taking over our own health care in our body. And here's more headlines. If you have a question or comment, please press 1. I'll open up your mic. But here's another headline that is empowering for us. That one was very empowering because we heard the same gibberish from people like Tedros about scary variants, mutating viruses that may kill us, and we should be afraid. That's the problem. And our children are suffering because of that verbiage and those words from people who are fat in their authority and their power. Time to take them down with our own statement of we will not comply. Truckers on the move. People on the move in Washington, D.C. And here's some of the evidence that confirms that we're in the right place. COVID vaccines are a spectacular failure, data show. And this comes from British data, shows the COVID shots are an abysmal failure as COVID infection rates in the U.K. are higher among the fully vaccinated and all adult cohorts. Infection rates are also rising faster among the fully vaxxed than in unvaccinated cohorts of all ages. All in all, these data prove that vaccine passports and mandates are completely pointless. This is a news headline, brothers and sisters. Data from, now not in major news, but in the news, alternative news that people don't often see. Data from Scotland show more of the same. Double-jabbed Scots are more likely to be admitted to the hospital for COVID than unvaccinated. Since Omicron became dominant, COVID case rates are also lower among the unvaccinated than among the single, double, and even triple-jabbed. Internationally, journalists are now starting to try to switch the narrative away from cases, hospitalizations, and deaths by pointing out how unreliable these data are. What they don't admit is that dangerous misinformants have highlighted these problems for 2 years already. Omicron, the new named variant, is blowing huge holes in the pandemic narrative as it predominantly affects the vax, thus proving mandates and vaccine passports are irrational. And back in the United States, and then we're going to go to a break, but I had to read this one about our President Joe Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. We're still chanting that mantra because it applies accurately to him. Last month, President Joe Biden announced new measures to battle COVID-19, the top three of which are boosters for all adults, yay, vaccinations to protect the kids, and expanding free at-home testing. Biden did talk about the new treatment, saying that if and when any new COVID-19 treatment pills have been found to meet FDA scientific standards, they are equitably accessible to all Americans. So that's the deranged, fat-minded, ego mind that we see in the White House, or not. I don't even know if he's in the White House. They have these false pictures behind him that are not the White House. So a lot of people are wondering, is he really in the White House? Why does he have, instead of the background of the White House garden, they have put up Hollywood scenes behind him. Makes you wonder. So that's just the headline so far. When we come back from the break, we want to talk about balancing the fats. There's so much information that people are confused about, I'm finding, about saturated versus unsaturated. What should I put in my body? What should I cook with? We're going to help you out today, making choices easier and empowering you with your diet, with your thoughts, all of that. We're going to empower you today with that, because the current sick care system is totally broken. Doctors promoting drugs instead of breathing and exercise are not needed anymore. And that whole system is about pumping up the fat of Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and any other pharmaceutical companies that want to pay the lobbyists, our senators, our representatives in government. Time to take them down and bring in a whole new system. And that's why we have the Female Solution radio show, because we have women on this platform who are very conscious and who are using their time. We, on the Female Solution platform, we use our time to prepare shows for you so that you can be informed and empowered. Every day on the Female Solution, we have hosts who empower you, give you information and interviews, and bring in any people from all over the planet to help us create a new healthcare. So that's what 2022 is all about, creating a new healthcare system. And the mantra is fly, fly, fly. First, love yourself. So let's go to a break, and then we'll come back with balancing these fats in our environment.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
And we're back. Thank you for joining me this morning in the Blog Talk Radio studio and on Facebook. This is a collective effort, all of us coming together in unity to create a new healthcare system. That's what I do, health and well-being. And on Sunday night, I'm on Soul Purpose Healing, 8 p.m. And I'm on live. And I'm going to go to a premium account soon on StreamYard so you can see more videos in my StreamYard on Facebook. But this is a collective effort. So I'm so grateful for all of you who show up with me, putting your minds to the idea that we're creating a new paradigm of health and nutrition and well-being because the old system is totally broken. We don't need more doctors writing prescriptions supporting the billion-dollar profits of pharmaceutical industries. As my good friend I met this week on YouTube said, having vaccinations and drugs promoted by a sick care system is like going to a car dealer and asking for a new car and then having the car dealer insist or mandate that you put a cassette player in your car. How many people would actually approve of that? And this guy was saying, well, that's how we should look at this current sick care system. It's outdated. We would never go to get a new car and put a cassette player in there. People would think you're crazy because how many cassettes are even around these days? They're in boxes in people's closets collecting dust. Oh, I got to save my cassettes. For what? This is a new system. This is a new paradigm. We're in a new era. This is the era. This is the year. This is the month, in fact, of I will not comply. I will not comply. No more. We've had enough. 6-6. 2022 is a six. This is the year of change, of awakening. And we here in health and well-being, we want to awaken you to new information, new knowledge, and remind us of how powerful we really are. So I want to start, if you don't have any questions, no hands raised right now, then I want us to think about balancing the facts, starting with the egomaniacs who have abused their power. They're fat with their egos. Think about, as you listen to these educational audios about fats, let's just envision these egomaniacs that we've had to deal with over the last 2 or 3 years, telling us how to handle, how to take care of our bodies. The egomaniacs, the narcissistic energies that have been trying to control our lives and tell us what to put in our body. That's what the Canadian truck movement is all about. Freedom, don't tell us what to put in our body. You sit down and do what we tell you to do. That's what governments are supposed to be about, not these egos, fat egos, over abuse of power. We're taking our power back, starting with knowledge about what to put in our body in case you forgot, what is saturated, verse, unsaturated. I'm going to start there so that we can be really be tuning in on what's good for this temple of the soul, what's good for this advanced communication system. No more thinking about, oh, my body needs a doctor. I have these symptoms in my body, and I need to go see a doctor. Well, first of all, this show is not intended to replace that advice you might be receiving from your doctor. But if you have a chronic or acute physical or mental condition, by all means, go talk to your health professional if you don't get any enough information here. But we're going to help you with information and knowledge. I've been in the holistic health field for over 30 years now. I have enough experience. I am not through learning. I learn every day. I read the news, alternative health news. I listen to YouTube experts, doctors, scientists. I'm always filling my head with more knowledge about this temple body and the aura around it, the spirit around it, who we are, who we really are. So it's a process every day to grow and evolve. So let us grow and evolve in our knowledge about saturated and unsaturated fats. And let's balance the fat, starting with the egomaniacs who've been trying to control us, and with the fats that are really helpful for this temple of the soul to
thrive. Saturated versus unsaturated fats. Today we make sense of this controversy on fats once and for all. Saturated fat is concentrated in animal foods like cheese, butter, and meat, and some plant products, like coconut oil, while unsaturated fat is concentrated in nuts, seeds, avocado, and most oils, like olive oil. But the health effects of each is where things get controversial. We've known for a long time that saturated fat raises our cholesterol levels, but that's just a marker. What we really want to know is, do people get actual heart disease? Classical studies linked saturated fat and heart disease, so saturated fat was widely seen as a problem, until a few years ago, a media storm rocked the nutrition world. Was saturated fat fine after all? Had it all been a lie? It even made the cover of Time magazine. So what was that hoopla all about? Two studies looked at people's eating habits. People eating different amounts of saturated fat had similar rates of cardiovascular disease. So how can we make sense of this? I mean, it seems so confusing. One study says one thing, another study says something else. Don't ever be intimidated by science. It's usually a lot simpler than it seems. Say I want to find out if soda is fattening. I ask people about their soda drinking habits, and I also weigh them. I find out that people drinking 3 cups of soda a day are not significantly heavier than those drinking 1 cup a day. Did I prove soda is not fattening? It's not hard to see the flaws, right? Maybe people lied, or maybe the light soda drinkers also ate a Twinkie and a lollipop. I was so focused on the soda, I didn't even bother to ask them what else they eat. I jumped to a conclusion. Okay, back to saturated fat. It's the exact same logic. In those studies that made the headlines around the world, people eating less saturated fat had as much cardiovascular disease as those eating more of it. Maybe saturated fat is not a factor, or maybe they're eating other bad stuff instead. How can we figure this out? We have to find out what else they eat, of course. That's exactly what Harvard researchers did. They found that people who eat less saturated fat and more unsaturated fat instead have lower cardiovascular risk. Those who eat more whole grains instead, things like oatmeal or brown rice, also had lower risk. But those who ate more refined grains instead, white bread, white pasta, sugary cereal, cookies, etc., their risk was the same, just as bad as saturated fat. This makes total sense. If you lump it all together, it's much harder to see a difference, especially because most people in our society eat way more of this than this. So did that study make the cover of Time? Take a wild guess. Why wouldn't the media be just as excited about that one? It's more informative. It's a landmark study. Is it because the media is evil? Is it because they're all plotting to give us heart disease? No. It's because it's a less shocking result, so it's less profitable. Eat butter gets clicks and eyeballs. Oh, never mind. Eat fruits and vegetables like they've told you for 50 years. Not so much. Now, we're looking at all this not to feel superior or to bust out the fake media hashtags, but to protect ourselves. The next time you see that headline, forget everything you thought you knew about food. Everybody was wrong. You know what they're doing. You don't need to get all confused and throw your hands up. Come on. One day a food is good, the next day is bad. These scientists can't agree on anything. You know what? Hey, Randy, pass the deep-fried chicken heads. Yeah, with the cotton candy around it. See if I care. Hold on. That Harvard study looked at people's eating habits. So maybe they eat less saturated fat, less meat and cheese, because they're health freaks. And maybe they also smoke less and they exercise more. How do we know the saturated fat had anything to do with them being healthier? This is why this type of study looking at people's normal eating habits is interesting, but not super convincing by itself, because there's many factors at play. Looking at a study like this out of context leaves people confused, as we've seen in the past. Now, if you watched last week's video on olive oil, you know where we're going with this. What we need to do is split people randomly and tell half to eat less saturated fat and see what happens. A brand new study published last month did exactly that. Except they didn't do it once. They pooled 15 studies that did it. What did they find? The group that was told to eat less saturated fat had less cardiovascular disease. It wasn't entirely clear which replacement was best, but less saturated fat led to less risk. Chocolate is an interesting exception we'll look at in a minute. Also important, they found no harmful effects of reducing saturated fat, which is crucial because we want to weigh the pros and cons. Now, this issue of saturated fat always raises a lot of emotion and gets people very upset. But it doesn't have to. People are free to heed the studies or completely ignore them. That's the beauty of science. It informs our decisions, but it doesn't impose anything. I used to eat a lot more saturated fat growing up, and then I became familiar with this information, and I gradually adapted. Others might make a different decision. No hard feelings. This is also why I make sure to go over the studies and the logic in all my videos. I know that as soon as I show the first study, half the people go, "Oh, boring, let me go back to cat videos." I mean, I know that. I could just give you two lists. Here's the good foods and the bad foods. That wouldn't help you. Because as soon as this video is over, you're going to watch another video, right, of the ones suggested over here by someone else that's going to tell you the exact opposite. Oh, saturated fat is totally fine. Eat as much as you want, no problem. And you still remain confused. So prescriptive videos don't really help. The only way forward is for you to understand a little bit why things are the way they are behind the curtains. Okay. What does this all mean for our day-to-day life? It means favoring unprocessed plant foods, which are low in saturated and high in unsaturated fats. I know some of my viewers are exclusively plant-based, others are omnivores, others are plant-curious. All of those patterns are compatible with health. The key are the dietary staples, what constitutes the bulk of your diet. What you do once in a while is our little secret. For people who do want to include some animal products, fish is a wise option because that balance of saturated to unsaturated fats is better than a lot of other options. And I know people are going to ask about chocolate. Interestingly, the main type of saturated fat in chocolate is called stearic acid, and it's unusual. It doesn't raise cholesterol. Most studies actually suggest health benefits of eating chocolate, although it's not 100% clear yet. The best form is probably cocoa powder, which is high in antioxidants and low in fat, preferably unsweetened. Second best is dark chocolate. The more cocoa and the less sugar and fat, the better. Chocolate is less of a concern than many of the other sources of saturated fat anyway, because people are having it as an occasional treat, not a full meal, right? I mean, who would do such a thing? If you Google saturated fat, you'll find people saying there's no problem at all, and others saying it's bad, period. Clearly, the balance of evidence is somewhere in the middle. Some types of saturated fat are worse than others. And of course, amount matters. At the end of the day, we want to think in terms of foods, not isolated nutrients. A food is a complex package of many components that all work together. A lot of people get bogged down with the technicalities and lose track of the big picture. It's easier to build our menu from the top down. Which dietary patterns are health promoting? And go from there. If you want more details on how to build an entire dietary pattern, low in saturated fat,
all right, that guy gives us a lot to think about, right? He's not the expert, but he gives us a lot to think about. Mainly, what else are people eating? When you look at, oh, is that fat good or bad? Well, what else are you eating? And I really want to say, what else are you eating in your mind? And what are you taking in your psyche, your emotions? Because the truth is, take this to the bank, when you're depressed or sad, or low energy, and you're eating a big meal with steak and potatoes, that food is poison in your body. Let me repeat that. When your emotions are low frequency, like depressed, sad, fear, anger, bitterness, and you sit down to eat a steak and potatoes, that's poison in your body because it will not get digested. This is, again, a advanced communication system. This body knows that the emotions you carry, the energy in your body, in your mind, in your body that is being communicated affects every other part of you. So all that information is great, but keep in mind that depression affects your digestion. And then if you're not digesting, no matter what food you're eating, it becomes a poison in your body. And that's where you'll have gas and bloating and sickness in your gut because your microbes are not going to be activated properly. And his solution is unprocessed plant food. Best information. We're going to find out why later after this. I take this caller, why the unprocessed is better and more than the processed. You probably already know this, but I don't think a lot of people understand how they get the oils out of nuts and plants and how that's so damaging to the body. The way they process the oils that they put in safflower oil, sunflower, the way they process these oils is what's damaging to the body. But let me go to a caller, 706-202. I believe that's Kwame Sunhorse. Welcome. How are you today?
I am very grateful, and thanks for asking. And how are you, Sister Viata?
Well, I'm calming down. I'm living with my, since you asked, I'm living with my son, and the grandchildren were here for 2 days, and they go back to their mother. And then they go to school with my, you know, I have to process all that when they're here. And I have to just try and impart wisdom to them. And they love me for that because the other day my granddaughter said, well, one of the smartest people I know is my grandmother. I'm like, oh, thank you. So it's all paying off. Anyway, that's how I am. I'm processing this relationship I'm having, a closer relationship with my son and his children. So what are you up to today?
Well, I was sitting here listening to your show and checking out some emails deleting. But what I've heard is, and the last clip you played was talking about the process and unprocess. And the whole thing of it is that we're now in a system of they produce what we consume.
Right.
They produce what we consume. And absolutely. Elders always used to say, be careful what you eat because you're putting other folks' hands in your stomach.
Absolutely.
So in the looking at it is that, okay, we know all of these things are happening with us. And it was funny because I was looking at Grow go across my screen on the phone and the female solutions. And the word solution backwards says, know it, you lost.
Oh, okay.
Know it, you lost. Not lost, not with a T, but loss.
Okay.
And what you're doing is finding you as, and those on the female solution are looking at what have we lost. And what have we, you know, this is what the solutions is that to look for what have we lost, and we've lost the nutrients because you look at centurions, people that lived over 100 years, that have lived over 100 years, sit down and talk to them and what was their diet and look at the diet we had, look at the nutrients that they took in. And look at the nutrients, what we take in today. We will see a whole different way of knowing that these things that we're doing is killing us. That's why they call it a diet. You're supposed to be putting nutrition into you, something to make you live, not something to help you make you die. And so it's being able, because I look at you. You were with your dad, and you in the health food industry and working with it, you came and you gave him the nutrients and the things that he needed to give his life more longevity. And he lived to be 95. You know, how many of us are going to look at being centurions or living to 95? Because the projection, especially for black men, is 65 and less. This is what their data is telling them is because of what is going on and the stress and the thing that really gets it. I've known people with raw fooders, you know, ran 10 miles and had all the nutrients and vitamins, and they had a stressful job, and it killed them early. And it's overstanding that, you know, hypertension is the word tells you. Gabor talks about it. That means you're hyped up and you're tense, and that's going to chart. Make your blood vessels and your heart pump harder. And the part is that how do you feed the heart? You got to feed the heart, because the heart is the seat of the will, and it's the generator that generates the energy of life in us, along with the other
organs. And you know what, Kwame, you mentioned centenarians. I'm going to share this with you and then you comment. I interviewed a guy a couple of weeks ago, centenarian. I was working for him for a while, and I just caught up with him again, and he was on my show a couple of weeks ago. He just turned 100. One of the things he and my dad have in common, they grew up in poverty. This centenarian, Mr. Brown, grew up in Jamaica with very, meager means, very little food. They ate less, for one, and they were more active. And they didn't eat a lot. My dad grew up in New Orleans, and his statement to me was often he would ask his mother, are we eating? Not what are we eating, but are we eating today? So I think the big difference, or one of the empowering wisdom thoughts we can have, is that our ancestors lived longer because they didn't eat a lot of this processed crap when they were young. They built a strong foundation in their youth of not eating a lot of crappy food. And then as they got older, this centenarian, I was in his house every 2 weeks cleaning his house, and he was eating all kind of crap. So now he can't see in one eye. He had to put a pacemaker. But one more thing I noticed between my dad and this man, the centenarian, the guy, Mr. Brown, didn't have a wife after she died, and he was living alone playing golf into his 90s. No wife, living alone. So he did not have a relationship that was stressful for him at all in his later years. And he's still alive this day, living alone. No stress in the relationship. No lack of harmony. My dad, on the other hand, had a very stressful relationship with his wife. Lots of conflict. She was what I would say was a narcissist, and very unloving in his later part of his life. They had a very comfortable home, but the love was missing. So take that to the bank, folks. If you had a relationship that's not nurturing you, that's harmonious and joyful, and you're dancing and you're eating together and singing together, then that's going to affect your health and your longevity. As Mr. Brown, the centenarian, who's still alive, has proven, if you don't have someone in your life, then you're probably better off. If it's not one of harmony and love and joy, you're going to have fewer health problems. If you live by yourself, eat simply unprocessed plant food. And what are you eating every day? You're eating joy and music and being outside and breathing and exercising. That's what makes the difference.
And you hit a very important part in what you describe, in saying that both men had looked at their childhood years in poverty. But
yeah,
it wasn't really to define poverty, because the thing is that they made it through it.
Yeah.
But the part of being asking, are we going to eat today, is saying that, are we going to fast today?
Exactly.
Are we fasting from consuming?
Yeah.
And that means that most people, if they didn't have food to consume, they were doing what? Drinking more water.
Right.
They were drinking more water to fill up, but to wash out. And so there is Creator's divine order that made that lifestyle for those people at that time, for them to be here, to be a reflection, to show us, okay, we went through this and we made it. Now we're in this part of wealth and abundance that we consider, but we're killing ourselves with what we're doing.
Yeah, fat. Here's that word fat again comes in. We're fat with consumer.
Well, fat, and And I sent it to you last night when I seen your paper, because you were saying in the prayer, because I was saying the prayer, and I said the rod and thy staff, and staff is fat spelled backwards.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Leave it to you, Kwame, to turn these words around for us to have more, even more
but
meaning.
But we have to turn, if we're changing our thoughts, we have to turn our thoughts around and look at how we change our words or the power. And we change those words around, and we see what, you know what you lost. That's what the solution is. What is it that we lost? We're losing ourselves. We're losing our health. And even when you talk about the word health, because health, the first four letters, heal. How do you heal? How do you heal to be healthy? What do you do healthy to help heal you? That's what you're saying to yourself when you look at the word.
Well, thank you. We've got to go to a break, but that is so significant. We are creating a new healthcare system and leaving the sick care system behind. Because heal. How many of you have actually healed your body staying in this sick care system, going to see your doctor, having these tests done, having surgeries, taking your medications? How many of you really have healed? No, you stayed sick. That's why we have to call it what it is, a sick care system that has to go, just like the cassette player in a new car or even a VCR. Imagine it even worse if they wanted to put a VCR player in your new car. You'd go, what the hell are you talking about? That's what we're in right now. We're in this sick care system that is trying to put old tape players in our body. And it has killed enough people now. We're waking up. Thank you very much. We're done. We're moving on. We're putting new systems in our body. We're going to take our last break. And when we come back, we're going to hear more about the oils that you need to be putting in your body, namely Holy Spirit oil. Let's do that one. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago. For your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars. Available 7 days a week. Now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Because the old one is broken and unhelpful and non-empowering for human citizens. We are seeing in the last 2 years, this is the good thing about the last 2 years, we have seen all the evil come out of our government. It's demonstrated, and we are just reeking in a sickness and death, and this system has got to go, in my opinion, and you're here with me, I hope, to build a new healthcare system. First, fly. First, love yourself is the word. Fly. First, love yourself with better nutrition, better thoughts, better meditation, better breathing. And Kwame said something that I want to just piggyback on. They produce, we consume. That's what we've been living in, this kind of reality world. They produce, we consume. People have so much consumption, their garages are packed, and they have to park their car outside their garage. I see that all over the neighborhood. And then I open my phone, and if this isn't an example of how we create something new, Canadian Walmarts install vaccine passport scanner booths to screen customers. What the F? And with a comment from my Facebook person, now that Canada's truckers have put some foot down, I wonder how well this will go. Do you know how well that goes? You'd make a U-turn. When you see that kind of ignorance and and egomaniac and China store production, you go to Walmart, everything in there is pretty much from China these days. So when you see that, and if we see that in the United States, you walk up to Walmart and they got a vaccine passport, make a U-turn and create a new reality. No more shopping at Walmart, okay? That's the kind of power, empowering we're doing today, is helping you make decisions and choices that will empower you and not keep consuming what they produce from China. We've got a couple of callers. Let me get two callers before we go and hear your. I want to hear what you have to say. I know what I think. I want to hear what you think so we can together create a new healthcare system. 312-671, your mic's open. Welcome.
Well, shalom, Grand Rising. Assalamu alaikum. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing great. Is this Minister Plump? You're on the air. What sayest thou? Are you taking
charge of your
health, Minister Plump? That's the question. Are you taking charge of your health? Are you with us on this? Is there unity? Are you coming out of the sick care system? What's up?
Yes, ma'am. I'm the best thing I can say at this point for myself. For the healing is God's will only. I help, and thank you again. We are in it to win. Our health is our wealth. So taking charge of myself and my health is, I've come to the conclusion that I must be the best doctor, the best lawyer, the best minister concerning my life. Not that I know everything. However, God is the best knower of everything and everybody, and God's will only. So I'm kind of, as they say, quarantined right now with COVID-19. However, I'm not going to allow any kind of COVID-19 or illness or any kind of sickness to conquer me, working on myself, because I have discovered that myself is the best person that is living. And if I don't take control of myself and allow God to be like I'm co-pilot, God is the pilot. God's we are on it. And that's my conclusion for my health, which is my wealth. And thank you, for everything you do.
And thank you, Minister Pump. When you say God's will only, this advanced communication system called the human body, the vessel of our soul, that's God. The system that you're operating in is so powerful to heal from the flu. We need to stop saying I have COVID. It's the flu. It's a virus. They have labeled flu with COVID, and people don't understand that sometimes when I talk about this, that, oh, no, it's COVID, it's COVID. No, stop getting the test. The tests aren't reliable, first of all. You have a virus.
Okay.
Viruses have been around for billions of years. If we can get that in our psyche, in our head, we can stop worrying about the flu, the virus, because we every winter season, the flu comes around. It's the flu. Don't even call it COVID because, oh, my God, you got to quarantine. Oh, you have to. No. Your God's will only is for you to rest now. If you feel bad and you have been tested and they say, oh, you have COVID, well, feel bad, rest, go get some grapefruit, eat up a lot of grapefruit, boil the skins of the grapefruit, simmer them for 2 hours, and you got quinine, you got hydroxychloroquine, you got the medicine you need to overcome the flu. I'm not buying into it. But they're saying people have died because of COVID. No, people died with a virus in their body. They named it COVID. And, oh, my goodness, more people are dying from the virus. Da, 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 da. I'm so sick of that because I've got a grandchild I've got to reprogram. He's been brainwashed with that nonsense for 2 years now, and he's afraid to take off his mask. And okay, so I'm starting with you, Minister Plump. I love you. And I thank you for your transparency, because you've been one who has faithfully been transparent, sharing your journey with us. And that's what it takes for all of us to wake up, support one another. Let's send prayers to Minister Plump. Plump, let that activate that Creator's kingdom within you that's ready. Your microbiome community is ready. Your army is ready to help you get well again with the flu. From the flu, we have it every winter. Everybody usually got the flu. We rest. You stay in bed until you get better. Drink lots of fluids. Get some grapefruits. Have your friends come over with some tea. Drink lots of tea, and you will be just fine. Thank you, Minister Plump. Now we go to 779-801. Your mic's open. Welcome. Thank you. Give us your name. Where are you calling from?
Greetings. This is Maika.
Greetings,
and,
Maika. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. I'm enjoying
good.
Life.
Awesome.
Life is good for me. I wanted to share something with you as we're moving into African American History Month, Black History Month, Pro History Month, whatever you want to call it, Anubian History Month.
Right.
I wanted to share the quote for the day, the information for today on the 365-day Sankofa calendar. And I always start at the earliest date. And to this day in history, in 1901, Richmond Barth was born. He was an African-American sculptor, most well known for his Toussaint L'Ouverture monument in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. In 1962, Cleflo A. Dollar, Jr. was born, pastor and founder a World Changers Church. In 1967, Marvin Sapp, senior pastor of Lighthouse Full Life Center Church, was born on this day. And we have an African proverb. A fool has to say something. A wise person has something to say. And then there's a quote from President Barack Obama. And it says, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. I am not in favor of gay marriage. But when you start playing around with constitutions, just to prohibit somebody who cares about another person, it just seems to me that's not what America's about. Usually, our constitutions expand liberties. They don't contract them. President Barack Obama.
Wow.
So that's the information for today on the calendar. Yes. You know, I'm hearing and finding that people are very depressed today, and I had to ask the question, why are people so depressed? And what I've come to is that they haven't spent a lot of time by themselves with themselves, you know, and people are finding that they really don't like themselves, you know. I mean, you really got to like yourself in these days and times because of the quarantines and what have you that have attempted to be imposed and that are imposed on people. So solitude is a new experience for a great many people, and it's causing them to be depressed because they've developed characters that are not likable, you know, grudges and hostility. I mean, they just abound everywhere. You know, people can't even communicate. You know, it's like, I remember when we used to write letters. Nobody's writing letters anymore, especially letters, fine letters, you know. People are really stuck. And, you know, I'm out here in Pembroke, and we have some land that's been designated for nature for the people in the city, in the urban area, you know, developing all kind of stuff. But one of the things we're going to do is have it so people can come out here and ground. You can have a grounding plot, you know, where you take off your shoes.
Oh, that's awesome.
To nature. That's a big problem among the people. The people don't realize that all those grudges and all that hostility have to have somewhere to go. Otherwise, it stays in you and creates havoc in your life. It's terrible. I mean, people have to take their shoes, but you don't have to come out here. But you just come out here to get some good water, some fresh air, you know, some nature, to ground with nature also. Hear the birds sing.
Awesome.
You know, that kind of. So we want to get people out of the city.
You know, Maika, I was looking at these men who you mentioned. I don't think you mentioned any women, did you? But these men who were born today, they all played a different role between the sculptor and Creflo Dollar, who's now probably a millionaire or making a lot of money in the church, and then another pastor. All these people played different roles. And that's the beauty of our human journey, is that we all have roles to play. We all have assignments, and we don't have to judge people, and we don't have to blame people. We just recognize the lessons that these people bring to us. And as you said, the most important thing is loving yourself and grounding on earth and not being depressed, because if you're depressed and eating a lot of processed food, you're going to be sick because you're not even digesting that food if you're depressed and eating.
Your natural guidance system is off. So you don't,
exactly.
You know, like that's what I basically exist with, my natural guidance. I remember when my children used to get sick, they never had vaccines. But when they get sick, I would just pray and ask God, what should I do? How do I do it? And God would direct me to the proper herbs and substances to heal my children. And I mean, it was like, because my self system was connected, and I still live that life. I mean, there are things that upon me that I'm working on, because there seems to be a conspiracy out here from the 50s to disable people, you know, with diabetes. The vaccines of the 50s, they put something in it that was crippling to the spleen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're seeing so many people, these diabetic clinics and stuff. What do they call those things? You know, where people get blood exchange. I can't think.
Dialysis
places, you know. I remember when there was a lot of blockbusters. Now there are a lot of dialysis, you know.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
It is. Things just come and go as people, you know. Technology advances, and it's the technology that's advancing far beyond the scope and the ability of man and male, female to consume. And so there's an overload, you know, the information overload. That's the other thing. You got to go through all this information, all this, these things that people are telling you. And yet you got to get up in the morning and you got to go to work and you got to work and then you come home and then you got to eat and then you got to go to bed and get back up and do the same thing again. You don't have time to sort through to get to the truth for most cases. That's the whole thing within this society in terms of the work economics, you know, that people become subject to the media. The media becomes their source of information. I remember I used to look at soap operas as the edge of night, something like I looked at it specifically to get what the script was for women, like what are they being fed in terms of how to manage and engage in relationships throughout in their life and their families, you know, because that's what it became. Because, you know, women didn't know what to do with their lives, so they had to have a script, and that's where it came from. And sure enough, and I see it playing out all the time. And it was like, I'm not going to do that. That's not intelligent, you know.
And that's why if you go to some of these thrift stores, like Goodwill Industry and all that, clothes galore. People have bought so many clothes. Now they're taking in the Goodwill.
I'm telling you,
because we have bought into the idea if they produce it, we got to consume it. And now it's time to back off from that. Thank you so much, Maika, for sharing that.
That's so important
on our journey to wake up and create our own healthcare system. We have to renew and renovate the old house. And I want to just play one short, actually I'm going to cut it short, about the top three oils that should be in your pantry. This is what's in your pantry. What top three oils should we be putting in our house? Not just our house, but our body. Let's listen now.
We've done a number of videos on this channel about cooking oils, what to buy, what to avoid. And I really want to stress that some cooking oils are terrible for you in so many ways, and some are really good for you. So this video is about the three worst and the three best cooking oils. Let's start with the worst ones. The worst ones by far. Number one is canola oil. That's public enemy number one. Also public enemy number one would be soybean oil. Other oils that are terrible are peanut oil and corn oil. They're so bad they actually don't have them here at Whole Foods. And then these two also are not great. Sunflower oil and safflower oil. The problem is, these are the kind of oils that most people use at home. And if you walk around the grocery store, these are the kind of oils they use in almost all pre-made products. Why are these bad? Because traditional canola oil and soybean oil, corn oil and peanut oil and sunflower oil and safflower oil are processed to death. Listen to how they do this. They actually superheat the plants to about 212 degrees to extract the oil from the plant. Because they want to get 100% of the oil from the plant, they use a chemical called hexane, which is actually a neurotoxin, to extract the oil. They say that during the refinement process, the hexane is removed, but studies shown by Cornucopia years ago that some of the hexane remains. So it's processed to death with a chemical. When you super process and heat an oil like this to that level of processing, it actually alters the fatty acid to what your brain thinks is a trans fatty acid, which is really, really bad. And the most important thing to me also is that these oils are highly inflammatory. Inflammatory foods lead to a lot of issues like cholesterol and a whole other host of issues, which is why we've done videos on this channel. You can watch afterwards about the best low inflammation foods. Now, if you're getting something like a canola oil or a soybean oil, it also comes from GMO plants. Add the GMOs to all the bad things I just said. That's not the kind of stuff you want to put in your body. Now, I am here at Whole Foods, and you'll notice it actually is organic and expeller pressed. Now, if you're going to use the oil I just talked about, like a canola, like a safflower or a sunflower, you want it to be expeller pressed. That means they can't, in general, use hexane, especially if it's organic, but it's not processed like crazy. I wrote this down. When you're doing expeller pressed, temperatures go from about 140 to 210. So still not ideal, but way better than traditional canola oil that's expressed with the high heat and the hexane. The thing is also with expeller press is that it's slightly better. So let's say you did want to deep fry something at home. You didn't want to splurge for one of the good oils I'm going to talk about. You might want to use an expeller press sunflower or safflower oil. Those are the better plant-based oils. Something like a canola oil is not good. And something like corn oil and soybean oil have high omega-6 fatty acids. Stay away from those. So when you see at most grocery stores like a Mazola or a Wesson oils, those are the toxic ones I just talked about you want to avoid. They're really, really bad. So what do you go for then? The three best healthy and minimally processed oils in the grocery store are number one, avocado oil, number two, virgin coconut oil, and number three, extra virgin olive oil. Now, we did a video last week that's very, very popular on the channel about fraud and scams in the avocado oil industry. So before you go and buy it, please watch that.
Okay, when you think about the top three, avocado, virgin coconut oil, and extra virgin olive oil, that eliminates probably 90% of your processed foods. They don't include those oils. Now, I have this great popcorn I eat with a little Buddha on it. I don't know, but it's cooked in coconut oil. Again, how much heat do they, well, actually they pop it and then they pop it in coconut or they put it, anyway, that's a better choice. But most of the foods out there have canola oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil. You just go pass right over them. I used to go to Whole Foods food bar. If you've ever been to Whole Foods, you know they have a great hot bar. But now when I read the ingredients, most of the food has canola oil on it and pass it up. So I just eat the one. There's only a couple of soups they have that don't have canola oil. And if I'm in the mood for soup, I get the ones without those oil. But the most important oil, brothers and sisters, that we need to be concerned about is that of Messiah. We all need to be anointed with the oil of the Creator's love and understanding and wisdom. Of our show today. And that's what Mashiach means in Hebrew. Oil is an anointing. Let us concentrate on being anointed on the inside with the oil of truth, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. That's the oil that's going to bring us into a state of sovereignty, empowerment, love, wisdom. That we need to navigate this journey, personal journey into the fourth dimension, new paradigm, taking care of ourselves, try first loving ourselves, all those good things. We're here to help you, the Female Solution. Listen to our radio show. And I thank you so much for sharing your time with me this morning. Let's go out and share this knowledge and wisdom with others who are suffering for many reasons, but remember, better not to eat than to be eating and be in stress. So,
our global family
fasting,
listening from all around
fasting.
The world, we say
we thank you,
thank
global
you.
Family. Now,
to our family in China, Sheshe,
Sheshe,
India, Zanyaba,
Zanyaba,
Japan, Arigato,
Arigato,
Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba,
Spasiba,
Germany, Danke.
Okay.
Poland, Jean Cunyon, France,
merci,
Spain, gracias, Italy,
grazie,
Egypt, shukran, Ghana,
Madasi,
Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan,
okay.
Shukriya,
okay.
Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran,
Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Namaste.
And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God.
Love you.
And God's blessings.
Fly, fly, fly. First, love you,